I've been worrying about this sermon all week. In fact, I've already started worrying about my next one. Sermon preparation has always been an anxiety-laden experience for me. To be specific, it's not the study preparation, but the actual writing that causes me to fret, and a lot of times paralyzes me. I'll sit in front of the screen for a long time. Maybe you worry about things too. There's no end of things to worry about. That paper that's due next week, that application you haven't gotten around to yet, the results from that biopsy, the gas bill, global warming, whether or not Al-Qaeda has spiked our Nescafe with hallucinogenic drugs. Jesus knows we worry. In fact, he begins this portion of the Sermon on the Mount by presuming that we are a more or less anxious lot. Verse 25 could actually be translated, "Therefore I tell you, stop worrying about your life. Stop allowing anxiety to be the way you approach life." Easier said than done, huh? The fretting Jesus has in mind is pretty gut-level stuff. Food, clothing, the basic necessities of life. Will I be able to support myself when I'm finally done with school? Will I be able to support myself in old age? What do I need to do to secure my life? Jesus has an answer in mind to that question. Nothing. What can I do to secure my life against misfortune, scarcity, hunger, calamity, death? Nothing. It is an illusion to think that life itself can be secured by the anxious hoarding of the basic means of life. This is the illusion that gets us into so much trouble. Clutching, clinging, hoarding. This is what comes of making self-concern for the future the way we approach life today. Jesus knows that such anxiety makes me unavailable as a neighbor, that such anxiety transforms me from neighbor into competitor. The illusion that I can secure my future by anxious accumulation of the basic stuff of life changes my essential relationship with you from being a neighbor who shares with you in creation's abundance into one of competition with you for scarce resources. Friends, survival of the fittest is not the dominion of God Jesus comes proclaiming. Now, to be clear, Jesus does not advocate here a lack of prudence or laziness in the face of basic questions. Jesus mentions the birds of the air and the lilies of the field precisely because they do their work. They do their work without anxious self-concern for the future. We can approach our daily work, Jesus suggests, out of anxiety or in prayerful confidence. Pray, then trust. Just a few verses earlier in this very chapter, Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." As you fed Israel of old through their wilderness journey by giving them enough bread, just enough bread for each day, so give us what we need, just what we need. Give us food, clothing, shelter, and the fundamental conditions for getting them. Give us health, healthy community, healthy work, and peace. Pray, then trust, Jesus says, and stop making anxiety about the basics, the way you approach your life. The petition is not easy. But the heart of the problem may well be in the little word, us. Jesus doesn't teach, "Give me my daily bread." This is a prayer for us, for our bread. Jesus teaches us to pray for a world in which bread is shared, knowing that when bread is shared, there is always enough. And so today's word, "Stop worrying about your life," is spoken to us not simply as individuals, but as a community of persons who strive together to follow Jesus. Jesus invites not only we as individuals to give up anxiety as our basic stance, but Jesus calls us as a community to give up anxiety. The "you" is plural. My wife, Mara, puts up with my fretting about sermon preparation. Now and again, she will see me sitting in front of the blank screen. And from time to time, she has said, "When I am so stuck, I simply start typing anything just to get words on the screen." Jesus seems to think like Mara does. I cannot simply will myself into giving up anxiety. Jesus knows this. So Jesus invites us to bend our striving in a different direction. Instead of striving for the basic necessities of life out of a sense of anxiety, Jesus urges us to take all of that energy and pour it into striving together for the dominion and all rightness of God. Jesus urges us to strive, but to give up fretful striving and embrace trusting striving. Such trust, simple trust, is not simple-minded. Trust in God is never formless, vague hopefulness. Rather, trust in God is always the concrete experience of acting on nothing more than Jesus' word, even if we feel anxious about it. May we so trust. May we so act. In Jesus' name. Amen.